And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the captain of the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, Captain Fred Huber. Hey, we have some local action to talk about. Yellowtail, calico bass, and more. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Accurate Reels. They are American-made for local or long-range fishing. In fact, the Accurate ATD is the top reel to catch cow tuna. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we have not only Captain Fred Huber. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, we're going to be joined very, very shortly by Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell, right?
Yes, he's making it this morning.
Yeah, Ricky's outside waiting for him right now to join us in the studio. But wait a minute. Oh, I see him coming in right now. They're ready to join us in the studio. You posted, you sent me a picture day before yesterday of a giant, giant calico bass that you caught off the Point Loma kelp. I posted it on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Then yesterday, you sent me a picture from basically the same zone right off of Point Loma of a huge yellowtail.
Yes.
Twice. Yes. One a passenger caught, one you caught.
Yeah, well, I texted you regarding, you know, just double-checking that I was going to be here today, and I'd mentioned that the bass fishing was good, so I sent you a picture of, like, a five-pound calico, and, you know, I mentioned to you, hey, it's been really good. The water's clean. The water's 70 degrees. We got beautiful conditions, downhill current. Everything's looking good, and then, you know, it's funny. When you start texting people and get that whole routine going, it's so easy to shoot off a picture, and, you know, those fish yesterday were such nice quality. The first one that came on, a customer had it. It was the second one he hooked. He lost the first one. He got the second one, and it was pushing real hard at 30 pounds. It was just a slug of a fish. And then right at the end of the trip, I cast a bait out at a second spot, and I got a mid-20-pound fish as well.
And that's right on the half-day trip that you're doing once a day now out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes. Yes, Pete. It's just right in front of the harbor. West of 3 is such a classic zone. Buoy line right in front of the harbor.
What's the deal on that?
It's we're blessed. What can I say?
I mean, it's October, right?
October is one of my favorite months. I love the fall. You know, the kids are back in school. Everything's just, it's so low key. Our weather is fantastic. The water's clean. Conditions are beautiful. It's such a beautiful day outside yesterday. And there's so much good fish still around. It's not like they go away.
Yeah.
And you know, it comes together and you have the right condition, and it's game on.
That's right.
70 degrees.
Yeah, 70 degrees on my gauge. I mean, it's clean. I mean, I'm looking down the water column 15, 20 feet, which, you know, it's halfway to the bottom in the shallow water we're fishing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen rafts of bait. There was a big raft of barracuda the other day we were looking at, and the amount of fish we're seeing visually in the water, I mean, it's really neat. I mean, it's like fishing in the aquarium. My wife, Michelle, always likes talking about the aquarium spot. Remember the time you took us to the aquarium spot?
Yeah.
Well, it can be summertime, but boy, oh boy, in the fall, we see a push of clean water in the fall. And it's
best time of the year right now.
It's,
yeah.
It's so
fish
much
right.
Fun.
No, fish are right.
Yeah, flat calm. And Steve Peterson, welcome. Mission Bell, glad to have you in the studio. You seen the same kind of stuff? I mean, are you going to stop at the point now and just not even go offshore anymore? Fred's catching all this yellow.
No, we're kind of obligated to go offshore. As good as the conditions, as good as the water is locally, we're sticking to our offshore program. And a little bit of island fishing we've kind of mixed in here lately. Tony ran the boat yesterday and has a interesting mixed bag fishing. Even caught some yellowfin tuna anchored up at the islands yesterday. Anchored up.
Wait a minute. Sea lions let you do that?
They did. They did. Tony, he had a bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna and good grade yellowtail anchored
out
up.
Here.
Yeah,
nice.
He had really, really good anchor fishing.
What a cool day. I mean, just think about that for a second. Fred was talking about skipjacks southeast of Buoy 1, yellowfin and bluefin on an anchor job at the island. It's crazy what's going on right now.
That's really good fishing.
That's so cool.
Locally. So. Yeah. So, and the offshore thing, if you choose to do that, is still going on, too.
It's still going on. Yeah, it's hit and miss. There's some up days, some down days, but it's still going. There's some good shots at yellowfin tuna out there. Tony did a little bit of offshore fishing, and then he rolled into the islands to check things out with the good conditions, and they really liked what they saw. You know, put the anchor down, and bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, and yellowtail all on
what
one anchor
cool
job.
Day.
Yeah.
Is he going back to the islands today?
He is. I just talked to him a minute ago. He's going to go down there, and he wants to go look at it again.
Yeah, just cool. Is it just the water quality conditions are just right now?
Yeah, the water's definitely good, and things were lively where he was yesterday, and he really wants to go back and check it out again.
Yeah, so cool. What's the schedule right now for Mission Bell?
6 a.m. departures, fishing. Right now we're taking the visas, so we have the option to go to the islands if we want, and fish close to the islands for the offshore fish.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've done both. They've done, you know, he did a little offshore yesterday, caught a few yellowfin tuna on the way down, and rolled into the islands. You know, he was close to the island, so he rolled in there and had really good fishing.
Yeah, and you guys are like, it's not that far. I mean, it's on the way, right?
It's right
either
there,
way.
Yeah. It's so, right cool. there.
Yeah, so when the conditions are right, you're like, wow, this water looks yeah. good. Let's go, right?
And it,
so,
it had been a little bit of time before anybody had been to the island, right?
Right. I don't think any. Yeah, no one's been there in a little bit, in at least 4 or 5 days. There's a charter boat or two that makes it there, you know, every week. And as a matter of fact, we have a charter that's going there on Tuesday that we're going to go exclusively there. And we're looking forward to it.
It's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So now, Fred, on the Daily Double now, what is the schedule?
We're doing one trip a day, 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon.
All right. Just one trip a day through the fall and the winter months?
Yes. You know,
gentlemen's hours.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like
it,
a
man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice style.
I'm sitting in my office watching. Hey, there goes Fred.
Yes.
There he's going right now. I'm already in the office, and you're just leaving to go fishing.
Yes, sir.
That.
Perfect. It's, you know, it really worked out good for us this summer. You know, there were some things I was worried about running the two trips. You know, we ran the second trip, but everything fell into place really nice.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, so how? What's your thought on these water conditions? I mean, weather's great, water conditions are great. I mean, in previous years, have you seen this good water condition hold through November?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, into November, you know, again, October is one of my favorite months, and you know, the first half of November can be every bit as good.
I mean, this is the best it's been pretty much all year, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
You had some pretty good fishing.
Yes,
this summer.
We had a very nice summer. I mean, that second trip that we were doing 3 to 8:30 in the evening, we had some phenomenal calico bass fishing, and what we saw the setup, it worked out perfectly. I mean, it was just such good quality bass fishing at the end of the day, and we had it all to ourselves, and it was just. You know, one of my biggest fears was having all the sea lions pile in on us, and it was the strangest thing. It's like everybody left, and the sea lions went home for the night.
Just knew it was over.
And yeah. We have a whole place to ourselves, and a lot of nights sea lion free.
Wow.
So cool.
And just the big bass just wake up at the end of the night, and here we go, let's play.
On.
Yeah,
let's
it's party time.
I just thought that was such a cool run you decided to do. You know, it gives you certainly more time in the zone with no other boats because they're in, you know, they're in picking up passengers for round two. And the same thing, you know, your boat has more time there by itself, very convenient hours to fish from. The evening trip was killer. It was kind of you get all the good of a twilight, but you have the extended amount of time fishing. It was just everything about it was perfect.
Yeah.
I thought it was really great.
We did not spend time fishing in the dark.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that, you know, a traditional twilight trip, those last hours on that trip in the dark, they don't produce where we really got the end of the day bite that was so productive.
For sure.
And, you know, I will say this too. I think as a fleet, I think it made us better fishermen because they were able to share with me coming out what they'd seen, and it set me up good. And then when they came back out, you know, I'm able to tell them what I've seen in the last hour. And, you know, sharing that information of what we're seeing, where it used to be we're all in at the same time.
Yeah.
We're, you know, nobody knew what happened for the last hour and a half. We were going in, picking up passengers, and coming back out. Now, you know, somebody's got eyes on the entire day.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
you know, it's like, wait a minute, maybe we should shift our time to this frame, right?
Well, it kept a finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
One of us was out there and seeing, you know, well, when did the current change? What, you know, what did you see? So
yeah,
it made us a better fleet locally.
That's great.
Steve, what did you see this summer? I mean, kind of size up your summer on the Mission Bell on the three-quarter day run.
We had a really good – it was kind of an odd start with that offshore fishing that we did. The bluefin tuna fishing thing that we had early in the season was different. It was cool. There were some amazing fish around. Not highly productive, but we got to look at some incredible fish and catch a few incredible fish. Then the mid-season yellowtail thing, the yellowtail filled in really nicely around the island all mid-summer was and into the late summer was really good. And then this yellowfin tuna thing took off right about when it usually does, when it should, you know, middle of September, late September, into October, the yellowfin tuna. And then we typically have, you know, some good fall fishing at the islands, the yellowtail back at the islands, and it's up and down. We typically run out of people before we run out of fish. That's generally the case.
Sure. What's the deal with this bluefin tuna at the Coronado Islands? That's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's been amazing. There's been a lot there. There's been some really good catches made there this year. It started this year one day, just a, you know, an odd kind of, we were in a down period. Fishing wasn't all that great, and we rolled down to the south and bumped into a school of bluefin tuna down there around the South Kelp Ridge, and it was there to some degree or another every day for months and months. We, you know, somebody would, not every day would it, somebody would catch, but there was some fantastic fishing. We had limits of bluefin tuna at the island.
That is so rad.
Amazing fishing.
Pretty
amazing.
Awesome.
And,
yeah,
and that's one of those things that is just a cool thing to do, like a throwback to the old days, like a classic deal. I mean, to say you caught a bluefin tuna at the Coronado Islands, it means something for sure. I mean, that's a check mark off a list of a very cool thing to get to do.
Yeah, island bluefin is a rare thing, and it certainly was rare until this year. And this year, lots of people caught their first island bluefin ever.
That's so rad.
What's the grade on that bluefin?
You know, it was most of the fish was probably like 12 to 25 pounds, but we did have some fish up to 40 pounds. Especially
Whoa.
The first few days, we had a few 40-pounders.
Yeah.
There was some good fish in that mix.
Hey, well, time to go fishing, it sounds like, right, Ricky?
No doubt, man. And just, this is it. Like we talk about all the time, this is the fall. This is when everybody who fishes a lot, you could ask all, and they all say the same thing. This is the time that everybody likes to go. You get good weather, you get good fishing, you get a little lesser crowd, kids back in school, all of those things. This is when it all kind of comes together. And there are some really good fishing to be had, and we're excited to talk about it today. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can be a part of the show this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be talking all kinds of fishing, inshore and offshore and local and long range, and so much great stuff coming up today. We've got a great catch report coming up later in the show. Boy, the boys have given us such awesome prizes, and we really want to thank you guys for that. Check this out at the end of the show today. First of which, one lucky caller is going to win a half-day trip for two to go fishing aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes all the tackle rental if you need it. And then a second lucky caller is going to win a three-quarter-day trip for two to go fishing aboard the Mission Bell.
Two three-quarter-day trips, so you're going to be able to take a buddy with you.
Yeah, exactly. Trip
yeah,
for two.
And the same on the Daily Double.
Crazy, yeah.
How about that?
So awesome, awesome prizes. And, I mean, you want to talk about what great timing. The fishing, as you know, both Fred and Steve talk about, it's on. It's on right now. So we're really stoked to be giving away those trips. Again, half day for two aboard the Daily Double, three-quarter day for two aboard the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Captain Fred, Captain Steve, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel travel, protect your rods with a Tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snow melt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Boy, so much stuff going on right now with the great fishing, the great weather, the great time. Just an awesome opportunity. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, get in on the fun. Two ways you can do it. Local line is 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090.
All right. You want to get through, you have a chance not only to win two tickets on the Daily Double, including tackle if you need it, on the Daily Double to go fishing with Captain Fred. And also another lucky caller is going to win two passes to go three-quarter day fishing on the Mission Bell with Captain Steve Peterson. That's going to be awesome. Get an opportunity to go catch a bluefin, a yellowfin, a yellowtail, a calico bass. When are you going to see bluefin at the point? What do you think? Could happen, huh?
You know, traditionally, we do see it. It's never around for very long. Seeing skipjacks southeast of one, that's pretty crazy.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Yeah. Inside of 20 fathoms or less, that's...
Skipjack.
That's, yeah, skipjack. What? That was Ping on the Alicia had those yesterday.
Crazy.
But, you know, the big bonitas around, yellowtail. A week ago today, we were kind of scratching our heads at what to do, and the water on the inside where we've been catching the big bass had turned over. And we worked our way down to the reef, and we were kind of thinking bottom fishing. And it's like, you know, just on a whim, well, let's put the trawlers out. And we got about a quarter mile of the International Reef, and we got a knockdown with a big bonita. And it was a mix of big bones and yellows.
Really?
And just, you know, there's so many opportunities this time of year that just come out of nowhere.
I love the story that you were describing where you were fishing just a couple of days ago where you put the anchor down and every time you sent a good bait behind the boat that swam, you knew it was going to get a bite. What you didn't know if it was going to be a yellow, a bonita, a big legal calico bass, a bear. I mean, like, He said every time you pinned a bait on and it started swimming, like you knew it was going to get a bite. What you didn't know is what you were going to have.
If it swam down, it was going to get bit.
Yeah.
And the thing that was fun the other day, it's like, you know, it hit the water and the fish would be on it so quick, and then, you know, was the bait was caught between the birds and the fish. So you're looking at the fish rolled on your bait, and now the birds are kind of looking at it, and the bait's stuck there, and then all of a sudden the birds would peel off, and the line would start going down. It's like, oh, okay, I'm bit. You know, it's
yeah.
just, and that visual stuff, that's fun to me.
Oh, so
I mean,
fun to everybody.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the draw of the service iron is watching a fish eat your jig.
Yeah,
and sometimes it happens with the bait too.
Yeah, for sure, Steve. Speaking of bait, how that Everingham Brothers bait this time of the year, you got to love it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's been a good year.
Yeah.
All around, it's been a good year.
They've been doing
bait.
A heck of a job this yeah. year, and it's just, you know, a lot of nice, great sardine around. You guys had anchovy when you need it, too, right?
Yeah.
For
not,
a little
we
while
have,
there
we
in the spring.
A little bit of anchovy, yeah, but yeah. but the sardine and just the abundance has been there. There's been very little limitations on what you can take and what you need, and it's been, overall, it's been really, really, really good year for bait from Everingham Brothers,
yeah,
for
and,
sure. Fantastic.
And this time of the year, it's nice and cured, right, Fred?
You know, the other day, I had to fight for a little better bait. They put, it's like, I'm tired of going to 3 South. I've been to 3 South every day this week. You got something that's been a little aged to it? And, you know, some of the other boats are fishing rockfish, so I think they're just thinking, well, you know, take your bait and go. But
sure.
it's like, you know, I stopped them, and it's like, hey, can I go someplace else? And they're, oh, sure, no problem.
Oh, so, they're so accommodating.
Yeah, yeah, so they nice. They put me on some good stuff,
that's
and,
cool.
and it I mean, swam.
And they're eating it.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through? Only one line open right now at 877-792-1090. You have a chance to talk to Captain Fred, talk to Captain Steve, chance to go fishing on the Mission Bell with a buddy, or a chance to go fishing with a buddy on the Daily Double. There you go.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Let's jump into the phones. We're going to talk to Ed, calling us from Mira Mesa, is getting us started off this morning. Ed, good morning. Thanks for calling here to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi, guys. My question is for Fred. Have you noticed anything about the sand bass off Imperial Beach? Is it are we getting more sand bass? Because I haven't heard anything in the counts or anything about that.
Last 2 years, last year and this year, we've done very little sand bass. We've seen a couple of schools in some traditional spots, but they're educated, and it just we have not been able to do that much with them. The volume of fish, like I say, the last 2 years just has not been there. And it's interesting how it kind of runs in cycles. We've had such quality calico bass fishing, you know, especially last year. This year was pretty awesome too. Last year was phenomenal, and it seems like one or the other. We tend to see either one or the other, and you know, last 2 years the sand bass fishing's just been down.
Yeah, huh? Interesting. What and happened to those things?
You know. We're so focused on them for so many years yeah. in a row. I think they're off licking their wounds someplace because we beat up on them pretty good.
Yeah.
And yeah, everything runs in cycles. And for whatever reason, I kind of contribute to is I think good anchovy years they do better. They thrive in good anchovy years, and we have not seen that much anchovy around.
Yeah.
So,
but look at Bonita. Bonita was gone for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And now it's back in so many different grades, little to jumbo, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's a good thing too.
Yeah, we've seen more of it around the islands than we have in years. It's been around North Island for over a month now. We're tied to the island, off the island, we see it all over the place. We don't fish it as if there's a lot of yellowtail around. We don't mess with them too much, but we see it almost every day, lots of it.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a good thing.
But the calico bass thing, it's been several years now since it went from a 12-inch fish to a 14-inch fish. Have you seen, has it gotten to the point now where you're catching the same volume that you were, like, are all of those 12-inch fish 14-inch bass now? Like, do you feel like you see the same number or same ratio of legals now with them being 14-inchers instead of 12s from, I mean, how, it's been, what, probably
3 years?
Four years ago, something like that now?
Last year was the third year. They told us when they went from 12 to 14, it was going to take 3 years, and last year was the third year. Okay. So this was the fourth year. there's a very good volume of fish out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember years where there were so many small fish in the water. It's just an incredible amount. And, you know, that's a tough question, Rick. I mean, I don't think we don't see as many of the small fish as we used to. Okay. And I think that's a product of the smaller fish getting pushed out of the way. I mean, I think they're around. The juvenile fish.
They must be around, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, when do we see the juvenile fish?
The bigger ones are hungrier.
Where are the 8? Yeah, where are the 8-inch fish? Where are the 9-inch fish? We never catch them that small.
And I'm sure bait's got a lot to do with that, too. You know, like Steve was saying, there was lesser chove this year, and it seems like when you have chove, you're able to catch it. But when you're fishing bigger sardine, you're more apt probably to catch bigger ones.
I wish we had chove right now.
You imagine, huh?
It would really be game on.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Ed. Let's go down south to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick. Hello, Steve, Fred.
Hey, John, good morning.
You know, guys, I've been giving you good fish reports for the last 2 months, 3 months, and I think this week actually tops the last 2 or 3 months. The fishing's just really off the board. Any species you want, we got them. They're biting aggressively. The only thing, the only downside we have is the water's still a little dirty from the weather inside. So there's the rooster fishing spotty. Any clear water you can find, you're going to get the big gaios. Otherwise, it's wide open, guys. The tuna are bigger this week. The yellowfin are, I'd say, averaging at least 10 to 15 pounds bigger this week. Limits for all anglers. Same with the Dorado. Dorado a little bigger this week as well. I'd say the average Dorado, they're running 6 to 15 with some nice bulls mixed in there. Every week we're getting 3 or 4 50-pound bulls and a lot of 30, 40-pound bulls. But limits with Dorado as well. It had been slow since the storm for the billfish. The billfish just kind of disappeared, but they came back this week in a big way. We got a number of blues, striped marlin, sailfish. They're off the bank. There's loads of them. I mean, loads of them around. The big news is, and someone might mention, too, that the bite in the past couple of months has been spotty. They'll be in one spot or another. This past week, they're spread. I mean, they're everywhere, from north of Pescadero, south to all the way to the Gordo. There's just a lot of fish around. But some big, big wahoo as well this week. This has been by far our best wahoo week, that I can recall. The fish are 30 to 60 pounds, and we're seeing, 8 to 10 at the cleaning table daily. Get on our website and check it out. It's just
that's a lot of fish. That's a lot of wahoo.
Really nice wahoo, And you can imagine how many breakoffs we're getting, too, because they're not using wire. The guys refuse to use the wire. They're using the mono. So for every fish caught, I think they're losing 2 or 3. So it's a lot of wahoo around.
This is very good news as we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular coming this Thursday. So
you're going to kill them.
It's going to be a good weekend, huh?
Oh, no doubt about it. You're going to smash them. Because literally everything's going on. The bottom fishing's good, too. A lot of pargo. A lot of those red Watchinongo snappers that are averaging about 10 pounds, loads and loads of that, really good eating fish.
Watchinongo might be my favorite eating fish of all time ever. Those things are so
tasty.
There's
loads of them. There's loads of them out there right now. I tell you, I've never seen anything quite like it. This is since I've been down there since 79, and it was really good the first few years, and this compares to the early years. That's really, really good.
Gotta love it. And typically, this is the time of the year. October is when we catch them and when it's good fishing, and now is the time. Are there any spots available at Rancho Leonero if somebody wants to take advantage of extreme, what did you say, $99 airfare, Rick?
Yeah, I saw $99 flights from TJ to Cabo last couple of days.
Volaris is running some specials there. Because of all the weather, everybody's just really weather conscious this year. There's a lot of cancellations and there's a lot of empty seats on the flights. So all the flights are very reasonable. You can get some great deals going back and forth. And we do have room in October. And October is really a nice month, I might mention, too. I didn't even talk about the weather. The weather's in the mid-80s now. That's the highs, you know, and cool evenings. And water temp right now is actually warmer than the air, 86 to 87, and still really holding the fish. It's just a really good time of year to be out on these caves.
Sounds like paradise to me. I think I'll fly down on Thursday.
You better. I'll see you down there for
sure. Okay, good, John. Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, how do we get you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, John. We'll see you on Thursday and talk to you next Sunday right here. Ricky will be in the studio next Sunday and be on the show, and we can tell him how good it really is.
Great. You're going to smash him. You're going to smash him this week, I promise you.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Good report.
Hey, guys.
I guess that's, you know, it's just fall, right, guys? I mean, it's just, it's good. It's good
it's
fishing
good.
Time.
Yeah, that's when we do
Northern
it.
Northern Hemisphere, I don't care where you go. It's good time to go fishing, for
no
sure.
Doubt.
All right, you want to get through, here's your chance. Been a busy morning already. You better take advantage while you can to talk to these two gentlemen here at 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, next up, let's talk to John. Calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show, as always. I wanted to ask Steve, do you guys have an RSW on the fishing bell?
Yes, we do. We have a little over a year old. It's working really well. We're really happy about it.
That changes the whole game, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No more gunny sacks. No more you're not worrying about the fish not being cold enough. It's all – what do you keep it at?
We keep it at 34 degrees.
34, yeah, just above freezing.
Everything's nice and solid at the end of the day. It's as good as when you put it in the, you know, put it in the fish hold.
So it's like long-range style, tag it.
Yep, tag it, put it down. Absolutely.
Yes. Wow.
The thing that blows me away – go ahead, John.
Your runs are 6-6?
Yes, they are.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you on the boat.
Down there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
See, I think the thing that blows me away the most about seeing the fish that come out of that RSW like that, especially on a three-quarter day, is seeing the colors in that fish when you pull it out at the end of the day. I mean, they literally retain the same color as when you put it back in there. I mean, you'll see guys taking a picture of their yellowtail that's got a tag staple to it, and you realize, like, that boat's on the way home, and they just look vibrant, and they don't lose anything, and it's just crazy the quality that can be kept, especially on a, you know, as soon as that thing's caught, it's, you know, it's clipped, and away she goes, getting cold.
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes we used to worry about early morning fish. We catch a tuna fish or bonito early in the morning, we'd be worried about it a little bit.
Sure.
Not anymore. Everything's just as good as when you caught it, when it comes out of the fish at the end of the day.
Well, let's talk about eating bonito there, guys, while you brought that subject up. I mean, a lot of people kind of go, bonito, but there's a lot of people that love eating fresh bonito, right?
Absolutely. It's mild. It's delicious. It's taken care of properly. It's excellent. They do. They have a bad rep. More people poo-poo bonito when we catch them than just about anything.
And what's the proper way to take care of them?
RSW really helps.
That's the game changer.
RSW.
Got to cool them down right away.
Cool them down and then get them filleted, and they're fine. They're excellent fish. And that's just, you know, that's huge. But they've probably eaten them where they sat in a gunny sack all day, and they're not so hot at the end of the day. If they've been sitting in there, they get kind of cooked. If they get, you know, put in RSW or cleaned up immediately and iced, whatever, they're fantastic.
Fred?
I believe bleeding helps.
Yeah, right.
Keeping them straight, you know, on the half-day boat, we're coming back in pretty quick, so we're not chilling them, but you know, if
you're
you don't,
playing them pretty quick.
Yeah, if you don't let them get the bend in them, that helps.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
and,
call.
You know, one of the crazes that's going on right now, pokey has made a big...
Totally.
You know, it was sushi, now pokey's become real popular. I made pokey out of bonito the other day, and it was good. It was, you know...
As good as regular tuna pokey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a good tuna fish. I always tell the customers it's a near coastal tuna fish that
near coastal tuna fish.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
It is a tuna.
And if it's treated right, you know, it's as good as anything else.
Yeah, and there's some jumbos around this year,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What's the biggest one you've seen this year?
A week ago today, our first troll fish was all at 10 pounds.
And what about you, Steve? You seen
same idea? Yeah, we've seen.
A 10 pound bonita. Can you imagine a 20 pound bonita? Yeah. I mean, they don't get that big, but, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, there was a day when you would see 12s and 14s and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I've seen a 16 pounder.
A 16 pound bonita.
I've seen some big ones.
We said the same thing about that yesterday, like with those big yells. If a bonita got to 100 pounds, you'd never catch it.
You couldn't
be
land them.
You'd rattle your teeth out of you before you had a chance to.
For sure. All right. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the
phone. Got it, man. Let's talk to Lou. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, and the captains from your respective boats. Hey, what combo, rod and reel combos and line size would we use on those half-day, three-quarter days? And if we need jigs, what jigs would be appropriate?
I'll go. Three-quarter day, I'd want to have at least two rods. I'd want to have a 25-pound rod for fly line and a live bait, and I'd want to have a 40-pound utility rod for doing whatever else you want to do, whether it be yo-yoing a jig like or a flat fall or fishing a surface iron or even fishing live bait for some bigger fish. I think the bare minimum that you'd want to take on a three-quarter day trip, you could get by with just a bait stick, just a 25-pound bait stick, but generally speaking, I'd want at least two rods and, you know, a 25-pound rod and a 40-pound rod would get you by 99% of the time. Occasionally there'd be a need, you know, something else would be a little bit nice to have a little heavier gear or a little lighter gear for fishing bass or something. But, you know, 99% of the fishing we do on the three-quarter day trips, you can get by with a 25-pound bait stick and a 40-pound utility rod.
Ideally, on your 40-pound rod, what kind of rod would that be? Do you want like a longer rod, like a 6480, that you can maybe throw a lure with, or would you rather it be a shorter rod, maybe better? You know what I mean? Like,
I think if you just have one, I'd like a 6480, something like a 6480, you know, 8-foot rod, because you know that's just fine fishing a yo-yo jig, and it also does just fine casting a surface iron. Of course, if you like the surface iron, you can't go to the Coronado Islands without a surface iron rod. If you like to do that, I mean that's where surface iron fishing was born.
Yeah, and Fred, what about the half-day trip? How does it differ from that?
Oh, similar. I mean, I might downsize and have a 20-pound rod for bait and a 30 for jig, mm-hmm. you know, just a little lighter line. But similar idea. You know, you want to be able to fly line a bait or, you know, small sinker. And, you know, again, utility, being able to fish something a little heavier.
Totally. Hey, Lou, I know being in Fullerton, you're right next to Orange, and you know there's a big event going on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Longfin in Orange, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Me and Tom are in contact all the time.
All right. Well, I know you'll be there. It's, of course, that's their 6th annual Customer Appreciation Day and Parking Lot Show and Sale. I know you've been every year. We see it every year. It's an unbelievable sale. A ton of manufacturers, reps. Will be there. They're going to have a lot of you ever win prizes that during the customer appreciation? Tom gives it out, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I've won two toriums, the 20 and the 30 on the drawing.
Come on. Really?
No.
Yeah, I can say he gives it out at this event. So this coming Saturday, you can meet the famous Lou from Fullerton and a lot of other people there. Saturday, October 14th, it starts at 7, and it goes till 7 at the Longfin in Orange. Easy to find, right? Lou, tell them how to get there.
Absolutely. On the 55, if they're coming north, you get off on Chapman, head east to the right. If they're coming south on the 55, you get off at Chapman and turn left. They're going east. And all the roads meet there, so it should be good.
All right. We'll see you there, Lou. Thanks a lot for the
call. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Can I add to that, Benita?
Sure.
You could do it two ways. You could do machaca. Okay, which takes a little time, but, oh, my God, it's so good. Or if you really want to be adventurous and you really want a good taste, make ceviche.
Oh, okay.
See that?
Sounds good. All right, Lou, thanks. Appreciate that. We'll see you at the Longfin. Thanks a lot for the call.
You got it.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookups coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There's also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. you need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by Terrafin. Hey, focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more, Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. I'm sure if we ask both these guys, there's not a more important pregame tool than a water chart, and Terrafin is just, it's the spot.
Absolutely. You can eliminate all kinds of bad water.
You don't go offshore without it, for sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Let's talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening in there? How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, hey, you know, this week for us, it's real similar to the last few kind of mixed areas of effort for sure for us. Starting out with our three-quarter days, we're still splitting time between fishing that rockfish and being in on the beach, fishing that calico bass and whatnot. you know, out deep, the beginning of the week, it was pretty consistent with some good mixed bag rockfish being in accounts there for sure. You know, we're telling our guys to come prepared with like some 8 to 10 ounce sinkers. Certainly would be a good call, you know, a couple of each. But, gosh, let me tell you this week, that 100-gram Colt Sniper was deadly on those bigger reds and that better quality grouper, man. They were jumping on that thing big time. But the last couple days with this swell, you know, it did slow things up a little bit as that fish kind of spread out and didn't really want to bite too much. But I'm sure as that swell subsides here a little bit, you know, things will straighten up. We'll get back to where it needs to be for sure. But some really good mixed fish. Some nice reds, grouper, you know, other assorted rockfish for sure. Along the beach here, you know, the bass fish has been pretty good as well. The fly line sardine, I tell you, fished best this week, no doubt, with plenty of bass being caught on that and the artificial lures too. And we're also seeing some good spots of bonita roaming around the same kelp edges as well. But the better action for us this week was one of those bigger kelp spots, like the areas up there off Salt Creek or the big kelp bed down there at San Onofre. And we had some success as well in some small, shallow spots, too, that 2 to 3 fathom water. But obviously, again, with that swell, that stuff's been in the, you know, the off-limits list the last couple days, too. But some bruiser calico bass and sand bass, some real nice sheephead in those little tight spots, too. And then finally, you know, the Fury, he's over at San Clemente Island. He got back from a real successful day and a half yesterday morning. They had some good, fun fall fishing over there on that mixed yellowtail and bluefin. Steady action for sure, but the fly line sardine, again, I think was the best call for those guys over there. He ended his trip with, you know, 15 nice yellowtail and 28 bluefin. So some good fishing to be had for sure. Good fall timing. We're starting our halibut derby here, too, come November. So just want to throw that out there as well. So that'll run until March. So keep your eyes out for some of those ads and stuff like that online or on Facebook and whatnot as well. So give us a call at the landing. Reservations for sure. A good call. The number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com. And then, like I mentioned every week, take advantage of that discount, and you can get right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. Click on that Dana Wharf banner ad, and I'll give you a code, and you can book online from there.
Yes, indeed. A heck of a deal you guys offer our listeners for sure on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. Thanks a lot, Captain Brian Willey. Appreciate that. Sounds like good fishing, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
Thanks,
right,
Willie.
See you later.
All right, let's hit the surf now. Our surf fishing guru, the man, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
How is it going?
Doing great. Good morning.
Fall is in the air.
Yeah, buddy. Beaches are not quite so crowded.
Yeah, the beaches open up, and, you know, it's a transitional time, you know, and we're kind of seeing that. Usually starts up north, and that's kind of typical. But we had some nice barred perch this week. A lot of halibut starting to move in near the river mouth, inside. You know, fall's also a lot of bait, and that kind of pushes that in. But we still have some quality corvina being caught, you know, so some summer species. So let's get through this. We're seeing a little transition, like I said, first on the northern beaches. Barred perch are showing in better size and numbers, and the halibut have definitely made a move. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action this week. East Beach, Graveyards, Goleta, the sand spit at the harbor mouth. Sexy smelt, flash minnows have been hot. Anchovy pattern swim baits, fish to 30 inches reported this week. And a few striped bass also in the mix there. No big ones this week, you know, up to 8 pounds, I believe. Wiley's held their first uptown derby of the fall. Tough conditions yesterday. There was some booming surf. But the winner did find a cove up in Ventura and stuck a 2-pound, 4-ounce barred perch. That's a nice fish. He was soaking a go shrimp, and a 1-pound, 12-ounce fish was the second best fish. And then another gentleman checked into Wiley's, a 3-pound, 15-ounce corvina, taking on a lucky craft. So that's a rarity. I don't know if that corvina was just sniffing that lure and got snagged or whatever, but that's a big corvina on a lucky craft. Just Fishing reported more striped bass taken out of the surf off Hermosa. Crocodile's the best bait there. Still quality corvina on Torrance Beach. Hogan's reported improved halibut bite in Capo Bay there. And then the sand patches off Cottons have been kicking out legal fish. Again, the crocodile is a top producer there, and then Pacific Coast reported more halibut showing near the mouths of the lagoons and the river. Lucky craft, flukes on a dart head, cut anchovies, all working, and still seeing plenty of corvina there. So transitional, but the day's getting shorter, the fish get a little greedier, and, you know, you're seeing more quality fish, too, in the fall, and I think that's all shaping up. We'll see what the next few weeks provide us with.
Well, sounds like good fishing to me, Gundy. Certainly the right time for it and some good opportunities at big ones. Appreciate a great report as always. You always do such a good job keeping us up to date up and down the coast. That's the thing about Gundy's reports, man, is there he covers the whole beach, man.
Right on.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I call these shops, and they all tell me that the folks listen to the radio program. They all say, you know, you got a good following on there. So that's a cool deal, Pete. I think the surf guys like to flip on the radio and hear what we got to say.
No question about it, Gundy. Like they follow, they listen to what Gundy says, and time to go fishing is what the word is right now.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks,
have
Gundy.
A good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate a great report. Again, that's going to wrap up our Kitchport. Lobster season is open right now, and make sure you gear up with the best performing lobster gear in the market, and that's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful night of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. You can visit Promar on Facebook, or you can check them on their website at promarnets.com.
All right. I also want to remind you, too, that if you want the best in surf fish tackle, check out surffishtackle.com, where you find all the gear you'll need to catch fish on the beach. That's surffishtackle.com. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
All right, man. Let's do that. The phones, we're going to talk to Oliver. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Oliver. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Oliver.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Oliver.
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
Great. Hey. Good morning.
Good. I'm new to the fishing. I'm actually from the Utah area. So I'm just kind of curious. Me and my brother moved down here. What's a good boat, like, should we hop on the half day, three quarter, just as beginners? You know, what's a good starter?
The half day boat, you get exposed to the Southern California live bait experience, and you know what, we have a very unique fishery where it's based on the live bait, and getting your hands on a live bait, putting it on your hook, and getting it on in the water and seeing if it's something you like. You know, if it depends on, I would say, what are you most comfortable with? You know, are you willing to jump on a boat for 6 hours, 10 hours? There's a lot of people cut their teeth on 3 day trips.
I love
your comfort level.
I just don't want to be on a boat, you know, where everyone's been doing it for a while and I'm the new guy getting in everyone's way.
Well, no. Neither one of these boats, you have to worry about that, right, Steve? On the Mission Valley, you guys take good care of newbies, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's our bread and butter.
Yeah, and bread and butter for the Daily Double, right, Fred?
Absolutely. We want to get you addicted to what we're selling.
Yeah. that's what I want to do. It seems like fun. I've been listening to the program here for a few weeks. I'm so glad I found it because I've been learning something new every day. I just wonder what that RSW is today. I just Googled it while you guys were talking to that last caller.
Yeah.
So.
Explain awesome. That. Explain RSW.
Yeah, I was going to say, we always just throw out the term RSW and skip right over, but you're right. There's a lot of people like Oliver that maybe not be familiar with what that is.
Yeah, we just use the seawater and just recycle the seawater and just keep it, just chill down the seawater and just push it over the fish to chill them down. It's just
refrigerated seawater.
Yeah.
Right?
It's almost like a live bait tank, you know, where the water circulates, but you just make it really cold before it goes into the well.
Yeah, we run it through a chiller and then shoot it back into the fish well and spray them with 34-degree water to keep everything nice and cold in there.
Is that better, you think, than putting the fish on ice? I mean, like in the old days, like you go on a Tony Reyes trip or something like that, they put them in big beds of ice, which is great. It chills it down really quick. Are we on our boats, we put them in a bag with ice in it.
We're doing that with the Point Loma right now, too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we put a fish bag, a kill bag on the Point Loma.
Okay.
So we should do a comparison at the end of the night, Steve. We'll pull a fish off the Mission Bell and a fish off the Point Loma, and we'll cook it up, and we'll see if you can tell the difference.
They're both good.
Ice, there's nothing wrong with ice, that's for sure.
It's all about getting heat out of them. That's like the most important thing with fish or game, is you want to get the blood out of them and get the heat out of them.
But I would think that being in the refrigerated seawater maybe chills it down a little faster. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but they're both good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, they're both good. Can't beat either one.
I want to go one more thing back to what Oliver was saying too. If you haven't been on a boat like the Bell or the Daily Double before, it's not just Steve and Fred. I mean, there is a crew of people who are as highly professional as they come in teaching you how to go about it. You know, if you step on the boat having never been before, there will be, you know, usually a couple of crew members that can literally assist you from, you know, I've never done this before, show me how the rod and reel works, to, you know, I'm an expert novice, and all I need is a little bit of help as a pointer here and there. But, I mean, there's nothing to worry about on boats like these. You know, there's going to be somebody there every step of the way, however much help you need, but whether it be a teeny bit. You've fished a bunch when you're in Utah, and now you want to try something different, or you've never done it at all. There's a guy that'll help you, a guy or a gal that's going to help you with everything you need.
We key in real quick to your rod and reel skills, or lack thereof them. And depending on what you, if you need to learn how to keep your thumb on the spool or pointing you in the direction to where, hey, this guy's got rod and reel skills, you know, let's get him tied on something that's going to catch him a fish and give a little bit of an explanation. Especially Steve, he's a great bass fisherman, freshwater, and he can tell. He can tell, and he can make the jump from freshwater to saltwater and give the guy the explanation of what's going to, you know, make sense to him.
Indeed. So don't be shy about going. Just go get on the boat, and they'll take good care of you.
Yeah.
Either one of these guys. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for finding Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. More of your phone calls. More great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts. resorts, so let's go fishing.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trip from half-day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Successful. The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology, or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.